Thank you, Kim.
Wendy, in studio right now to talk about the Jewish Film Festival. Julie, help me with the last name. I don't want to say it wrong.
Smolansky.
Did you say it right? You got it?
I think I got it right.
Okay, very, very good. You are the producer of two of the films running at the Jewish Film Festival, The Home Stretch and The Hunting Ground. But before we talk about those, your background is not so much in film as it is food, correct?
Correct. I actually am the CEO of Lifeway Foods, the kefir company here in Chicago.
Really?
Yes. And actually, so, you know, Lifeway was started 30 years ago by my parents, who were refugees from the former Soviet Union.
Yeah.
We were Jewish Soviet Jews.
Yeah.
And my family comes from a line of Holocaust survivors and victims. And so this idea of the Jewish Film Festival is very interesting because it kind of speaks to my roots of sharing these stories that are so critical to humanity and kind of our existence, and sort of why I decided to go into film was to be able to tell these really important stories.
Mm-hmm. So sparked by passion completely.
Completely, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a film becomes a really interesting tool and catalyst for creating emotion and moving people and inspiring kind of action and civic action, which I think I always reflect on kind of that time during the Holocaust and how important it was to tell the stories of what was happening and to inspire action to make sure that these kinds of things never happen again.
Right.
I mean, and they do happen, and that's why we have to talk about them.
And it's, you know, I grew up Catholic in Brookfield. There were no Jewish people around. Still not a lot of Jewish people in LaGrange where I live. And my kids don't know much about that religion. So going to the Holocaust Museum opened their eyes to something they've never thought could have ever happened. You hear stories, but when you actually witness it at the museum, so it's very important that we get out there and learn about somebody else's religion,
right,
and culture.
I mean, and not all the movies are are about religion. Actually, The Hunting Ground and The Home Stretch are not religious at all. The Hunting Ground highlights sexual assault on college campus and the cover-up of sexual assault on campus. And it's this idea of crimes against humanity, of social justice, of giving back to our community. What is really important in our community is education, higher education. We really want our children to attend higher education. And so these things happen in our communities to everybody. You know, sexual assault is an epidemic, and it is something that demands us to look at, even though it's really uncomfortable, even though it's a hard conversation to have, like so much of our history and our cultures are hard to look at. And The Hunting Ground is so powerful because it really laid the foundation for this Me Too movement that's happening right now. It's an entire movement that kind of was born out of the injustice that we're seeing that we were silent about. And it's this decision that we've made that we are not going to be silent anymore, that we've been silent for too long, for centuries. We've been silent, and that's not going to happen anymore. And so that's sort of it's the values, not so much the films talking about something Jewish or not Jewish or religion. And the connection is that there is some sort of, you know, a producer, a director, or subject matter that is Jewish. It's sort of a loose kind of thing.
So and, Wendy will be let into the festival if she is.
Yes, anyone can come.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, and the Home Stretch is a film that covered and really highlighted the story of Chicago youth that are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the connection there, so again, this is an epidemic that's happening all across the country. We looked at Chicago specifically and followed the journey of the youth that are undergoing tremendous trauma, loss, confusion. They're alone, they're on the streets, they're cold, they're hungry. And so those are the things that I tapped into when I thought about, you know, my choice of supporting, you know, that film. And I did connect to what did my ancestors think about when they were losing their home, when they were hungry, when they were cold, where they didn't have a home anymore. And that's kind of you know, the big picture, I think, of why this fest is so important. This film festival is going to bring together 31 films.
Wow.
31 films. It's very broad. There's documentaries, there's feature films, there's comedies, there's things that will make you laugh, things that will make you cry, things that will move you. You will walk away really inspired. They really have done a great job of bringing together all of these pieces of art to infuse they're infused with stories of love and loss and survival, and it starts March 1st and goes till the 18th, so definitely check it out. Lots of things for
where
everyone.
Do we go to see these films?
Well, they're all throughout. They're at ArcLight Cinema, at the Illinois Holocaust Museum. You can go visit jccfilmfest.org for all the details. There's screenings, there's conversations, and really, you know, we're bringing together our community.
Both of the films that you've produced, mm-hmm. The Homestretch and The Hunting Ground, they're both documentaries, correct?
Correct. They're real stories.
Last year at this time, during the festival, I saw the film Life Animated for the first time, and it was the best movie I saw all year.
Awesome.
Of every movie I saw. So,
that's great.
Yeah, so the selection process for this festival is very strong. You guys always have some great entries. We'll take a quick break and then pick this up in just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments, easy to reach us at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Julie Smolansky. She has not one but two films in the JCC Chicago Jewish Film Festival this year. One is The Homestretch. The other is The Hunting Ground. One deals with Chicago's youth homeless problem. The other, sexual assault on college campuses. You've seen these in theaters with audiences. What has the reaction been thus far?
Well, both of these films are actually a couple of years old, and it's been amazing. I mean, The Hunting Ground, as I mentioned earlier, has sort of laid the foundation for the Me Too movement. And as a matter of fact, the song that we feature in the film was written by Diane Warren and performed by Lady Gaga at the 2016 Oscars. And I was able to share the stage with Lady Gaga and 50 Survivors. And
that was a beautiful moment, by the way.
I think we should have won. But in any case, the song itself had a huge ripple effect around the country and in the world immediately. I mean, even from China, within minutes, people in China were already talking about it. And I could see as I stared out into the audience that, you know, everyone was moved and that they weren't shedding tears for us. They were shedding tears for themselves. And I really feel that it has been something that has changed what our world is, and it will never be the same again.
Yeah.
I think it really empowered Hollywood, to the women in Hollywood, to stand up and sort of start this movement. And I think that's what it's all about, is that when, you know, today, when we look at atrocities that happen in the world, when I do, when folks at the JCC, you know, at the Jewish Community Center, when our community looks at these atrocities, we feel we are obligated to speak out about them, that we can't be silent about the issues that matter, that we can't be complicit, then we're just as bad as the predators.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's what I've learned from studying my history and my ancestors.
We were talking off the air about The Homestretch, which is about homeless people here in Chicago, children and adults mm-hmm. featured in this?
Mostly children. We're talking about the youth in Chicagoland. You know, there's 20,000 homeless youth in the Chicago school system.
See, we hear that, and unless you're experiencing it, I find that so hard to believe. I mean, you know, having no place to sleep at night, where do you do your homework? If you're hungry, how do you sleep? It breaks my heart.
Yeah, it's an amazing trauma, intense trauma that our children are going through and don't have the resources to cope. And what does that set up our community for then? You know, we have to look at this.
And Julie, true or false, a lot of these cases, they're just moments away, miles away from some of the richest areas in Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. 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 It should pull at our heartstrings.
Yeah.
We really should take action. I mean, this is what the point is that we shine such a bright light on some of these hard conversations and cannot turn away. We have to create the political will for change, mm-hmm. for funding, for resources, for interventions, for, you know, a lot of this. We're talking mental health in so many of these cases because it is trauma that our communities are going through.
Right.
And even if you're just seeing it on the news or hearing about it, that's still trauma that our communities are absorbing all the time. And yeah. So I think, you know, yeah, it's sort of moving in our community with compassion and love that seems to be missing in so many cases.
And homeless means no insurance. And plus being under 16 years of age and trying to find health care is a very difficult thing, right. Even with people that have insurance. So it's something that needs to be focused on. We need
hygiene,
to be,
you know,
yes.
Yeah. Imagine just like the basic, you know, things like hygiene and how do you get through school when you have to face these types of stereotypes and stigma. That just creates extra burden.
Oh, God,
and bullying. And now you're just adding things upon things, layers upon layers of this complex, difficult situation.
All right. Now, I've not seen The Hunting Ground. I've not seen either film yet. I'm anxious to. But here's a quick question. There's a propensity on college campuses to cover up these mm-hmm. sexual assaults, especially if an athlete is involved.
Correct.
They want to protect their athletes.
And fraternities.
Right.
Sexual assault for both are, it's like the one or two highest insurance claim that they face.
So how do we change that? I mean, I understand that they feel that they have a property, a commodity that's valuable to them, but the weight of this just doesn't balance out. So
right.
what do we do?
The gig is up.
Right.
It's been uncovered. We know that you know, how it happens on all campuses at the rates that it does. 1 in 4 women on campus will be sexually assaulted. So that's 25% of all women on campus and men, too. It happens to men, too. So how do we change it? Well, I mean, it's having these important conversations. We talk about consent a lot. Consent is probably one of the biggest things we need to talk about with young people in our communities, with our children, with boys and girls. We need boys to see this too. We need boys to, you know, be involved in this conversation specifically. And media, again, like media creates consciousness. Media creates culture. These films, not just the two that we're talking about, but all 31 films here that will be featured at the JCC Jewish Film Festival, all shine a light on culture, all are working towards changing some culture or moving people into action. So I think, you know, media and creating different types of media, creating different kinds of content, which really empowers our youth, boys and girls and communities, is really important.
How about the schools that go out of their way to make the victims look like the bad people in these equations? They're so intent on protecting their athletes or their fraternities that they'll actually shame the girls who have been assaulted. This is one of the reasons.
It is. It's horrific. It's one of the reasons why there's so much silence around this topic and why it has been so hard for survivors to come forward. And unfortunately, that creates this culture where perpetrators feel that they are entitled and they are able to get away with it.
Yeah.
And so what has been really, really so powerful, so moving, so inspirational is seeing how the survivors have been courageous and brave to share their stories and to really push back against culture and to demand change, even facing stigma, even facing the most vicious attacks, even from their own families, from people that love them, and they still keep their head up and go forward because they are invested in the next generation. They are doing this so that no other girl, no other boy ever has to say "me too."
Right.
And again, that kind of just goes back to my Jewish values of how I was raised and kind of those kind of pinnacles of our values. I think we want to always remember that we're all survivors and that, you know, we've gone through so much as a people. And those are the lessons of my ancestors that I can take into these, you know, other places that need
you're pulling it off.
Thank you.
Can I give the website? Because people are calling and want to know.
Yeah.
It's jccfilmfest.org.
Correct.
The whole schedule will be posted there. The festival runs from March 1st through the 18th. Specifically, we're talking about the home stretch and the hunting ground, but there are 31 films that will be featured. jccfilmfest.org.
Thank you.
You're doing great,
Julie,
work.
Julie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Keep
I'm
making
so
that kefir.
Honored. Thank you. Yes.
It tastes just like Kiefer Sutherland. It's
That's
delicious.
Right. That's right. And I mean, this whole idea is like we have to, you know, the health and wellness is not just food. It's really body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
And you have to lead in all areas in your community.
So true.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. Wendy and I are headed to the stream, but you can listen to the Wintrust Business Lunch. We'll tell you what's on there next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.